With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former New York mayor and Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani files for bankruptcy.
Once heralded as America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani has acknowledged severe financial strains in a filing in bankruptcy court. Giuliani listed nearly $153 million in existing or potential debts, but assets in the range of $1 million to $10 million. A spokesperson says the filing will give Giuliani time to appeal a court order to pay $148 million in a defamation case filed by two Georgia election workers.
The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
But the bankruptcy filing may not forestall the penalty. A federal judge in Washington says the two workers can start working immediately to collect the judgment. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan expands his probe into Special Counsel Jack Smith's handling of former President Trump cases.
Chairman Jordan is now asking Smith to turn over all documents and records related to his Trump prosecutions, the election interference case, and an Espionage Act case dealing with the former president's mishandling of classified records. The sweeping request also asked the special counsel for records related to his successful bid to access Trump's account on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, as well as for details on his staff, their salaries, and the cost of any travel. It cautions that failure to comply could trigger a subpoena. Edwin Mora, Washington.
White House says President Biden believes serious scrutiny is warranted for the planned acquisition of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel. A transaction has drawn alarm from the Steelworkers Union. It will become a subsidiary of Nippon, but it'll stay in Pittsburgh. This is SRN News. A lot of Christmas presents delivered thanks to one Georgia church.
Kingdom Life Christian Fellowship in Savannah has given away more than 1,000 gift cards and packages of groceries to poor families in the city. Pastor Charles Roberson tells the Christian Post, quote, "We were able to serve everyone who showed up, and according to our records, there were 736 cars, 1,200 boxes of groceries, 1,528 gifts, and hundreds of gift cards." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's top Republican wants to let voters decide whether to shorten the length of time in which pregnant women can legally seek abortions. Current state laws allow abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to shorten that period to somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks. His plan would put the decision on the ballot in a statewide election, but first it would need to be passed by the Republican-controlled legislature and signed by Democrat Governor Tony Evers. SRN News. Major League Baseball making more competition tweaks, including changing one rule that's caused World Series controversy.
Major League Baseball is widening the runner's lane approaching first base to include a portion of fair territory, changing more than a century-old rule that caused World Series controversy over interference calls. MLB is also shortening the pitch clock with runners on base by 2 seconds to 18 and further reducing mound visits in an effort to speed up games. Another change adopted Thursday by the sport's 11-man competition committee requires a pitcher who warms up on the mound before a half inning to face at least one batter. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Shohei Ohtani named Male Athlete of the Year for the second time in 3 years. He led the American League with 44 homers and in several other categories and had the lowest opponent's batting average on the mound. More details at SRNNews.com.